This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The news out of Europe today, our news out of Europe, anyway, not the tragic news out of Paris this morning, comes to us from the official keeper of Eurozone economic statistics, Eurostat, it is properly called, and it picks up on our theme of yesterday, the conundrum of deflation, a consistent and widespread decline in prices over time, as I told you. Prices in the EU did, in fact, fall last month. The way economists like to put it is that inflation is running at -0.2% a year over there. Think about it. It makes sense. But as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, not all deflation is created equal, and we, if we're lucky, might be in for the good kind.
Consumer prices in the Eurozone fell for the first time since the 2009 global financial crisis. But it's not entirely bad news. Prices are falling in large part because oil is so cheap, which acts as a windfall for consumers and a stimulus for Europe's economy. Ken Rogoff is an economist at Harvard.
It is a massive stimulus for Europe, and it also hits the right people. I mean, this is going to everybody. There are lots of knock-on effects with industries.
Since Europe imports most of its energy, cheap oil is all boon and little bust. Rogoff says the problem is the European Central Bank has been trying for years to create a healthy level of inflation.
What makes it a little difficult for them is that they've been struggling to get inflation up to 1% and ideally 2%.
Rogoff says that every country isn't seeing outright deflation. Germany, for instance, is still okay. Still, the central bank will be under immense pressure to take action.
The worry is that you could end up in some countries getting into a deflationary spiral.
Howard Archer is the chief European economist for IHS.
There would be a risk of that happening in Italy, for example, and perhaps in Greece as well.
Archer says the trick now is for the central bank to decide which countries should receive stimulus and how much. In the meantime, as Ken Rogoff says,
the oil price shock itself is just good news. It's just fantastic for Europe.
I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.